Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, May 1st, 2013. And today we are talking about fairness. Fairness, the Marketplace Fairness Act, just passed preliminarily in the Senate by a vote of 63-30. And the Senate took a week's vacation, so they're going to vote on the final passage of the bill next Monday, May 6th. They are so tired from all the work they have to do in the Senate, I suppose, at such a frenetic pace, they had to have a week off. So when they get back on Monday, they will take up final passage of this bill. It is expected to pass overwhelmingly in the Senate. There's wide bipartisan support for it in the House as well, so it looks like it is baked in the cake for us. The Marketplace Fairness Act, what is it? Well, let me start out by saying that the Internet has always been free. You could buy something over the Internet and only pay what the online merchant sold it for. In other words, if you went down to your local merchant, your local store in your city to buy, say, a television that costs $1,000, you would pay that merchant $1,000 plus whatever that state's sales tax is. Here in my state of Tennessee, it would be almost 10% extra. But if I bought that same television online, I would pay only the $1,000 cost of it and not the sales tax. Well, the Marketplace Fairness Act seeks to remedy that. And as they say in the Senate and the House, to, quote, level the playing field. They really get upset when they think the playing field might be slightly tilted in favor of us, the ordinary American people, the working people of the country. They can't have that. They want that to be leveled. And they pressure companies like Amazon to go along with it. Amazon now has decided it's a great deal for them because Amazon is Amazon, and this can allow them to squeeze out some of the smaller online companies. The idea of marketplace fairness is to make it fair across the country that small businesses compete more fairly with the larger online sales. In the example I just used, the small local television store would be able to compete with companies like Amazon and others online that sell the same products but much cheaper. That's what they mean by fairness. But in reality, this is more money for us. It costs us more to live. It takes money out of our pocket if we shop online, trying to avoid the reach of the government into our pockets, into our paychecks, into our way of living, our standard of living. But the Marketplace Fairness Act seeks to remedy that, and it looks like it is baked in the cake, as they say, for our future. Well, all this started back in 1967 with the Supreme Court case of National Bellis Hess versus Illinois Department of Revenue. The question came up about states collecting the sales taxes for other states, and the court said it's too complicated, it'll never work. All the thousands of laws, there are some 9,600 laws, by the way, affecting sales taxes in the various 50 states, but now computers have solved these problems, and so that case that they is moot. And now if this bill passes the House, which it's expected to do, President Obama, of course, is all in favor of it. He never met a tax he didn't like. These online businesses will be required to collect sales taxes for other states. In other words, if you live in, say, Maryland, and there's an online business in Maryland that does business around the country, and I order something from that company, then Maryland would have to collect from me the Tennessee sales tax. The states are going to be required to provide software to these companies if they want them to collect the sales tax to make it more simple. This is what is happening with this new act that is going to pass. Now, the Republicans that sponsor this act in the House, sponsored mainly by Democrats in the Senate, but in the House it seems to be sponsored by Republicans, like Representative Steve Womack, Republican out of Arkansas. He's one of the main sponsors, and he says it allows states to reach outside their borders and compel online retailers to collect state and local sales taxes for purchases made over the internet. He says it's not a tax increase. It simply is an enforcement of current taxes. So there is no escape. There's no escape from the government and the long arm of the government's tax collector. They want your money, and they are going to have it one way or another. This is what is coming down the pike for us, the Marketplace Fairness Act. Interesting name, huh? Who could be against fairness? Allowing the tiny businesses in all the local communities of America to compete with the big retailers like Amazon. Well, I sure do love my online shopping, and I sure like the fact that it saves me a little bit of tax. But see, now it's an advantage to the local communities, because when this thing passes, that $1,000 television I was telling you about is actually going to cost more online than it would in your local store, because you'll still have to pay the sales tax, plus you'll have to pay shipping. So the advantage is being turned. The playing field is being scraped down level, and the dirt that's used to make it level is piling up on the other side to make it unlevel again. That's the way it seems to me. Well, I'm always leery of tax increases. I call it a tax increase regardless of what these Republicans say. It means I have to pay more. To me, that's a tax increase. I'm against that. I wish that there was some way to prevent it. Perhaps people will whisper in the ears of their senators while they're on vacation this week. If somebody happens to encounter one of the senators, perhaps at some country club golf course or someplace like that, maybe you'll see a senator and explain to him that you like online shopping without taxes. In the House, same thing. Perhaps they will come to their senses and vote this thing down. We will see what lies in the future for the internet. I suspect this is the first step in an assault against the internet. What will the next step be? Who knows? But perhaps it'll be something like requiring permission to use the internet, or having to pay a tax to go online, or something of that nature. The government will extend its control over this free internet, this method of communication of people around the world. That is the way I see it, folks. Wednesday, May 1st, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.